Illinois is the latest in a series of states taking a new approach to addiction recovery. There's growing recognition recovery takes a long time, and so does oversight that treatment and support programs offer. GLT News correspondent Brianna Groh has more.
For years, healthcare providers have treated alcohol and drug addiction like an acute condition. When someone checks into a treatment center, they're given psychiatric care under close supervision to help them get clean. After treatment, they're referred to a recovery community like a 12-step program to help them stay on the right path and are released back into the community. Daniel Sokolsky knows that this traditional approach doesn't always work.
I was a chronic relapser, you know, multiple treatment stays. And each time you dig a deeper hole and it takes more out of you, it takes more out of the people who love you.
Sokolsky went through treatment for alcoholism 7 times between 2008 and 2014. He found himself unemployed after a decade at State Farm, facing divorce from his college sweetheart and possible prison time.
It was Mother's Day 2015, and you know, I made a promise to my wife to go to church and a meeting that we'd go to, and I, you know, woke up at 8:30 in the morning, passed out on the couch. There was all sorts of ugliness going on. My wife was going to Al-Anon, which is a program for recovering family members, you know. She told me, I can't have you here. I can't work my program. You know, we had children in the house. And, you know, when she told me that, the next day my sponsor drove me 22 hours down to a facility in Florida for long-term treatment.
This time, treatment was different for Sokolsky. He calls it the gift of desperation.
If we get enough suffering and we get beat down enough, then We've lost hope and we're desperate to try something different, then we finally start doing, you know, what's suggested.
Sokolsky is now nearly 5 years sober and working as a recovery support specialist at Chestnut Health Systems. He spent his first years working on the residential floors of the nonprofit's Bloomington Drug Addiction Treatment Center. Then last year, the center had an opening for a recovery support specialist. Interviewing for the position, Sokolsky learned about Chestnut's plans to participate in a statewide program to change the way communities approach recovery. Last year, the Illinois Department of Human Services set aside more than $1 million to establish recovery-oriented systems of care councils across the state. Chestnut Health Systems received part of that grant money to serve as the lead agency in efforts to create ROSC, or ROSC, councils in McLean, Madison, and St. Clair counties. Instead of treating addiction as an acute condition, the state wants to use the ROSC model to help communities begin managing addiction as a chronic condition. Alan Markwood works with Sokolsky at Chestnut as the Corporate Director of Prevention Services. He says that after years of research, scientists have convincing evidence that substance use disorders are a brain disorder. Markwood says in light of this research, they need to change the view of recovery.
To match the fact that it's an ongoing process with sometimes not always straightforward, you know, forward, oops, back a little bit, but that happens, and then on forward again. So just all those things that have been found to be true of recovery that aren't necessarily matched by a system based on a short time kind of thing. Oh, you get sick, you get better kind of model.
Chestnut also cites research showing access to a variety of medical, psychological, and social services improves engagement, retention, and treatment outcomes for those in recovery. The job of the ROSC Council is to bring together the many organizations that touch recovery to make sure those leaving treatment get connected with the services and supports they need. So far, Chestnut has recruited almost a dozen agencies to the council, including the YWCA, Project Oz, Advocate Broman Medical Center, and local 12-step groups. Vera Traver represents the YWCA Labyrinth on the council. She's a case manager for the formerly incarcerated women the program serves. Traver says addiction recovery and basic needs like housing and employment intertwine. You can't just address one without the other.
A lot of our clients or ladies that I work with does have this background and are often repeated offenders unless they get this addressed. And sometimes that's goes for years unnoticed, like I have a drug problem, you know, so I continue to do the things that get you incarcerated.
At the same time, Traver says the courts ask more than usual from these women.
say if they're on probation or something and their requirements is to show up for group or show up for probation, get a clean urine screen. But when they don't even have a place to live at night, that's the last thing that they're thinking about, you know, is making it to my appointments on time, you know, coming up with a clean screen. They don't have anywhere to go that night, you know, so until their basic needs are met, housing, clothing, it's like everything else is probably going to fall by the wayside.
That's where Traver sees the potential for the ROSC to really help people in recovery.
It's the bridge. It's the different agencies coming together, focusing on what is best for people in recovery, because a lot of times the segregation is just like person is being bounced from one place to the next, to the next, to the next, really not getting anything accomplished. But when the community can come together and put and brainstorm together, I think that all of the needs that a person need can be met that way.
Sokolsky says if the ROSC can help change the minds of people who think addiction is a kind of moral failing, they'll see more buy-in from stakeholders who want to help. But just as recovery doesn't happen overnight, it'll take time for the council to flesh out ideas and come up with a strategy to get the rest of the community on board. I'm Brianna Groh.
The Chestnut-led ROSC Council expects implementation and funding of related projects to take place later this year.